You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Welcome to TJ's podcast.
Hey. Got my little friend Riggins here.
Morning.
Gonna be cutting up like a new pair of scissors. Going off on things. That's what we're doing today, is going off on stuff. That's pretty much what we do every day. We just find things that we're too cool for. We're like the cool kids that make fun of the dorks. And the dorks are usually celebrities that we make fun of here. So we'll start today with the stupid celebrity stuff. Riggins, I may surprise you with my opinion on the Donnie Wahlberg story.
I hope not.
So Donnie Wahlberg was on that Drew Barrymore daytime talk show.
Yeah.
Which is weird in and of itself. Every clip I've ever seen of it. Drew Barrymore seems like a nice person, but she also seems like what we would call in the 80s a space cadet.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she's like, woo, 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 woo. But, I mean, you can't help but like her, even though she puts out some stuff, you know, out of her head sometimes. It's just like, I don't even understand how a person could think that way.
Yeah.
You know, politically and whatnot. But probably doesn't know that what she's saying is political. But I like her, is what I'm trying to say. So Donnie Wahlberg was on there, and he was talking about the Blue Bloods, I guess. That's the show he's on, Blue Bloods with Tom Selleck. And in the article, it also mentioned that, and I didn't know this was a co-star of the show, but Bridget Moynihan. And when I heard that name, when I read that name, I thought, hey, I think I know who that is. That's Tom Brady's ex-girlfriend. They had all that trashy breakup and being pregnant and his, you know, going off with Gisele Bündchen during all of that. And wasn't there a story that she did something came and crashed their wedding or something, Gisele and Tom Brady's wedding?
I vaguely remember something like that.
It was a lot of trashy stuff.
Yeah.
Because I think he broke up with her after he found out she was pregnant, while she was pregnant or something. I don't remember, but I just know that name hit home. And I don't watch the show Blue Bloods. I have watched it. Seems like a good show. It's my kind of show. I love that Tom Selleck. He's one of us, Riggins, you know.
He's in this show?
Tom Selleck is the main character, yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like his commercials about reverse mortgages.
Yeah. I put my mortgage in reverse.
Yeah.
So anyway, Donnie Wahlberg was talking about his wife, Jenny McCarthy, which seems to be the thing. When celebrities marry each other, it's all they ever get asked about or anything is what the other, like Faith and Tim McGraw, Faith Hill and Tim
identity.
McGraw. Yeah. So he said, going on and on about how much he loves her and everything. And anytime you see them together, like on that New Year's Eve show and all, she on the one on CNN with Anderson Cooper, is she on that one or is she on a different one? I don't remember.
She might be the street correspondent for CNN, or it might be Dick Clark's.
Is it?
It
maybe.
Might be.
But anyway, when he comes out to, you know, to be there, they're all over each other and all of that stuff.
Very handsy.
Mm-hmm. But he says, we have the luxury of being able to sleep together when we're apart. It says, so whoever's going to sleep first just calls the other one. We spend the whole night together when we're not together. And look, it's not that we're insecure or that we need to do this. We love to do it. So they get on the FaceTime and sleep together every night. when they're apart, like one of them's off working or something. He said, it's great. It's like, why not? Right? We're going to miss each other. Why wake up saying, oh my God, I missed you. I woke up at 3 this morning. I tell her, if you wake up at 3 in the morning and can't sleep, just tap me on the shoulder through the phone and I'll wake up and hang out with you for a little while. So you think that's sickening, Regan?
I think it's stupid. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
It's not something that my wife and I would do, especially, I mean, she's not going to want anything, you know, distracting her from sleeping. Right. You know, plus with my snore mask and all of that, you know, the CPAP, it'd be kind of hard. She doesn't want to look at that in person. She just has to. So if she's got the chance to not have to look at that, she's not going to want to FaceTime me while we're sleeping. But I don't hate this. I think for one thing, marriage is so demonized in our society now that if a couple loves each other this much and they're married and they have a good home life and all that, I say more power to them. That's their thing. Now these couples that will just go on and on about how much they love their spouse, and then they start talking about sexual things and all of that stuff like that. What's her name? She's really nice to us. Decker, what's her name?
Jesse James Decker.
She gets a little out there for me and talking about her sexuals with her husband, and I think Kelly Ripa does that too. And then people automatically are like, that can't be real. Anybody that has to talk about this much and this much about how great their marriage is and all that, they're lying. They're trying to cover up something or compensate for something. I don't necessarily believe that, but
I don't think so.
To me, this is different. This is just a sappy kind of thing that is not my personality, but I don't hate on this. Now, if you can see their tongues touching on New Year's Eve on TV, I don't want to see all that, which I have witnessed.
Yeah.
I don't like that, but what if you were there and he told you that? What if I said that about Jody?
Yeah, I'd laugh out loud. I'd laugh out loud. And I think if it were, let's say it was Tim and Faith.
Yeah.
And one of them said it, you'd be like, oh, that's so annoying. I don't know.
I would say it if it were Tim and Faith.
Yeah.
Said.
Yeah.
No, because I didn't want to say this, but I'm not a fan of her, of Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah, she's polarizing.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of her. So it's not like I just like them better.
Yeah, I understand. I just think this is like, you know, you always say like millennials want to use every piece of technology available mm-hmm. to them at all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, this is an example of that. Like, just because you have a camera doesn't mean you need to be live streaming to each other while you sleep. I mean, come on. I mean, get over it.
Well, believe it? Do you believe they actually do that?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Maybe they do. Maybe it's not every night. And if it's every, I don't know. It's just like so over the top. It's like you need to watch because you're not even watching. You're asleep.
Yeah.
So if you want to make a FaceTime call before you go to bed, I think that's probably pretty normal, especially for couples that have to travel mm-hmm. for whatever reason. To do a FaceTime call, totally on board. You want to eat dinner, you know, I'm in a hotel room and I want to FaceTime my wife so I can, you know, eat and not be so miserably lonely. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. But to go down, lay down and literally fall asleep with each other is so dumb. I can't, it's just annoying.
So let's say, take your dad, for instance. He was he's traveled a lot as a salesman.
Yeah.
And he had to be overseas and he had to be in other parts of the country all the time he was on the road. And if you suggested to him, hey, you know what? If you'd like to still, you know, sleep with mom every night, here's the way you can do it. What would he say?
He would have laughed in my face. Yeah. I mean.
And then, you know what else she would have said? That is not necessary.
Yeah.
I don't.
We'll be fine. Know. We will be right. A-okay.
But far be it from me to be the open-minded one here. Yeah. But yeah, I just think, you know, different strokes.
Yeah, but when have you ever said different, you know, different
That's
strokes?
That's me, Riggins. That's exactly the way I am.
That is not you.
Don't you be putting out falsehoods saying that I'm not, you know, Mr. Go with the flow. Live and let live. To each their own. You know? I'm like,
they're not hurting anybody.
Good for them.
Give me a break.
But the part I had a hard time with that I think qualifies it more as stupid celebrity stuff. It says Moynihan, 52, added that she feels McCarthy's presence during her scenes with Wahlberg. Quote,
what?
She's like that extra person at the family dinner because the phone is always there, and in between takes, he's like, hi, honey. Hi, honey. And we're all, Jenny.
I could read that a little bit different, though.
Like, she's always there. Her presence. Yeah.
I would read that as, yeah, she doesn't let, and that's why they're using FaceTime when they sleep. She might have him under lock and key.
Well, he pointed out that he said it's not an insecurity thing. We just love each other. So it can't be, because he said it wasn't, yeah. Riggins.
Sorry, Donna.
God.
But when your co-star is like, yeah, mm-hmm. she's always there. Her presence is always there. And we're all so excited for that.
Yeah. Now, I haven't watched the show, and I've watched a couple of episodes through the years, but I don't remember if Moynihan is his wife or whatever in the show. I don't know. But if so, then that coming from her would also cause people who are, you know, jaded to come up and go, oh, she doesn't mean that in a good way.
Maybe.
McCarthy's presence is always felt during her scenes with Wahlberg. So a more skeptical person than I would say, yeah, if they're doing love scenes and all of that, she knows that Jenny McCarthy would snatch a knot in her tail if things, you know, didn't go just right.
He's always got the phone there.
Mm-hmm. Watch, you can see we're not doing anything. See, now I'm not saying that. It's like I said, a more suspicious person than I would be thinking that. And then some other stupid celebrity stuff. Do you have the clip of Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, give me one second.
Kim Kardashian was on Jimmy Kimmel's show, and she admitted that she's afraid of something, or that she has a person that does something for her that people were saying was weird.
Yeah. Let me pull this up right here.
You have someone take the Starbucks sleeve off your coffee because you hate the sound of cardboard.
And yes, that's true. And I hate the feeling.
Is that like is that somebody's sound. Only job? Is that it's like they're one guy who does that, or a woman. I don't want to, you know,
whoever I'm with, I just can't see it being done, or I can't hear it and I can't feel it. Like the cardboard getting moved off of the cup is like nails on a chalkboard to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when the Amazon delivery driver comes, do you like run upstairs? This fear of cardboard that you have?
Only on a coffee cup.
Wow, all this stuff is true so far.
But I can understand what she's talking about. I don't think that's ridiculous at all, because I get the same feeling hearing Jimmy Kimmel's voice, because I despise him so much.
Yeah. Isn't that weird, though?
So
I can't even look at it.
Yeah, there are people like that. You remember we worked with that guy who couldn't stand the sound of somebody eating an apple?
Yeah, and we always thought he was a total...
He would over the top and go, oh, stop, holding his ears like, ah, like he was, inside of one of those torture chamber things, and they're just blasting sirens in his ear.
It's like, get a grip. Now, if you're a celebrity and you got $100 million and you want to pay somebody to take the sleeve off your coffee cup, God bless you.
That's probably just her regular assistant.
Your assistant. Yeah. But yeah, if you're broke, I don't want to hear that crap. And I was broke. You don't get to do that.
All right, so we'll get into the Graham Slam coming up next.
TJ's podcast.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Back to TJ's podcast.
Before we get into the Gram Slam, I forgot to well, this could count as a Gram Slam item. I forgot to tell you, Riggins, along with being open-minded and live and let live about Donnie Wahlberg and Jenny McCarthy, I started following an Instagram account last evening that you would say is uncharacteristic of me, but I mean, just showing, you know, that I'm not what everybody falsely accuses me of being. I started following an Instagram account called Paw Squadron.
Paw Squadron?
Uh-huh. And it's all about rescuing puppies.
Oh.
Not rescuing them as going to the shelter and buying one. Not rescuing them like that. But literally finding puppies that have been deserted in awful situations and getting them to the vet and cleaning them up and all of that stuff. I think it's very sweet.
You got to be careful with that stuff. A lot of that stuff is staged.
Is it?
Yeah. They'll abuse the puppies on purpose just so they can record content of them rescuing them. I'm not kidding.
They do?
Yeah.
Huh.
Cover them in oil, beat them up, you know, not.
Beat them up?
I mean, yeah, kind of.
So what is their purpose? Just the content? Or they look for donations?
To make content and get ad revenue from the views.
Well, this account only has 29,000 followers, so.
They're going to have to hit those puppies a little harder.
Mm. It's called Paw Squadron Animal Rescue.
Oh.
So maybe you can check that out since you're a pet person.
Yeah, I will.
And if it's not legit, then I'll send them a middle finger emoji.
That's right.
That's what I'll do.
I hope, God forbid, if I ever come across a situation like that, I pray to God it doesn't happen because it's just, I'm going to end up with two dogs, and I just can't have that.
You don't think you could find a little puppy that's been deserted and left in a bad situation and get it to a vet and just leave it with them and go, hey, I just saved it. You'd have to keep it?
Yeah, and I would rationalize it by, this is God. This is God putting another animal in my life. I was called to do, you know, that's how people do it.
Oh, yeah.
And so I met somebody the other day. She was like, I have four cats. And I said, you have four cats? And she goes, well, they were foster fails. And I went, what is that? She's like, yeah, I was fostering them, and I couldn't give them up. So we call that a foster fail. It's a great one. Now you got four cats.
I thought maybe a foster fail was somebody who was fostering it and then decided, you know what, I don't want the cat.
Just dump it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, again, is something, I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying that that's just something that, you know, like I always say, I was going to sit down and write a book, which would be letters to my grandfather, my papaw, saying what goes on in the world today in the country that he just would not believe.
Yeah.
And that there are foster dogs, you know, it's just not that he would have a problem with it. It would just be something hard for him to understand, like adults camping out, you know, to be the first in line to get tennis shoes or...
Yeah, exactly.
Or video games or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I found your next dog.
Oh, you did? What is it?
It's a new dog I had not heard of before. It's called a Australian mountain dog. You like the Bernese, right?
Yeah.
This is an Australian shepherd.
Mixed with a Bernese.
Bernese mixed with a poodle.
Oh.
So it's a it's an Australian Mountain Doodle. So it looks, it's the coloring of a Bernese, the bulkiness of a Bernese with the curly hair like the doodle. Shed. And the eyes of an Australian Shepherd, which are like the blue. I mean, it is a beautiful dog.
But if the, you know, if the two dogs in making, you know, like we had a Golden Doodle, and they're, you know, known for not lasting that long and having health problems stuff. You got three of them in there now.
It's going to be a mess, but it is pretty.
Can you imagine how much food would cost for that thing with all the allergies it must have?
Yeah.
Because you got, you know, too much mixing going on in there.
Yeah, for every one cute puppy, they probably got 100 with legs growing out of their forehead. It is a science project, for sure. But it is cute.
I'm trying to find this story. Okay, hold on. Because this will be some good debate material, maybe, for people. When they're going about their day. Okay. Have you seen the story, Riggins, about the lady DoorDash driver who refused to deliver an order, and then she got fined for it or marked or whatever they do? She had agreed to get this order of food, and when she picked it up, she was taking it like normal, and she got a message from the customer, and it said, "Just to let you know, I'm a nudist and will be answering the door nude." She said, "I responded with, okay, I will be canceling then." So then she called support and explained the situation to him, because she said she wasn't worried about receiving the compensation that she was supposed to get. She didn't want that. She was just trying to avoid lowering her completion rate, you know, because that would ultimately end up, you know, looking bad for her and costing her money, I guess. And the agent said, "If you want to unassign from an order, you can do it yourself in the app. You don't need to call support. Just hit unassign without pay." And she said, "Well, I know that, but since this is a different situation, I don't want to be penalized for not wanting to go and see a stranger's penalize." And she said, "They basically told me it wasn't a good enough excuse, and if I unassign, my completion rate will go down, and I won't be paid anything." Wow. I was like, "All right, fine. If that's what needs to be done for me not to see a stranger's deer, then go ahead and punish me." And they just said, "Great, I will unassign you. You should start getting offers again," and then hung up. Now, she goes on in this Reddit post, and I mean, things were great and all until then she started cussing. You know, is it just me, or is it extremely effed up that you are punished for not being comfortable delivering food to someone you don't know? And then there was another one in there again. "If you're a nudist, good for you. I'm not here to yuck anyone's yum. I'm into some shit too. But if you're going to order delivery, at least have the courtesy to put on a robe or just select leave at the door. I don't want to see your entire rooster and balls when I hand you your hamburger." Why not do those things? Because it's a fetish for this guy. He gets turned on by people who don't want to see him naked, looking at him naked. It's not a typical nudist that goes out and plays pickleball naked with a bunch of other people on a private resort or whatnot. This is a guy who could have easily just said, "Leave it at the door." But he said, "I'm going to open the door naked.
And I'm going to tell you I'm coming naked. Yeah. You know, I'm going to be there naked."
Right.
That's part of it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Just a heads up, you're about to see some nuts. Yeah.
And I'm going to get off on it.
Yeah.
But I'm just a nudist, just how I choose to live my life.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what if she chose to live her life armed to the teeth?
Exactly.
And she said, just so you know, when I deliver your food, I'm going to have guns visible on my person.
Exactly. It's the same
thing. Then he would say, oh, I don't want that. Well, it's just the way I live.
Yeah.
You know?
Ugh. That's so gross. And the fact and that the company, was it DoorDash? They didn't step up for her and be like, yeah,
because
we're going to handle that.
You can't kink shame somebody, Riggins. You that's can't the, yuck their one yum. Of the biggest sins is yucking somebody's yum. I've never even heard that before. Is that what the kids say? Yucking their yum?
Especially when, you know, people are eating something like, I don't want to yuck, you know, if you're into sushi, I don't want to yuck your yum.
Oh.
Not into that. But it can, now it's also used in like kinky ways.
Yeah. Well, it's stupid. It sounds stupid.
Stupid.
No one over, 22 should use that phrase?
No. You definitely shouldn't think. You shouldn't write it either.
I don't want to yuck anyone's yum. So even in this, she's having to, you know, tiptoe around so she doesn't offend anybody.
Yeah.
Thank God.
That's disgusting. That is really disgusting.
And that's not even like just opening the door and being, you know, wrapped in a towel or go, I'm sorry, can you hang on just a second so I can get some clothes?
Caught off guard.
Yeah, that is telling her, you're going to look at me naked for my benefit.
Just a heads up.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what you say.
And they should kick him off the platform. The fact that, you know, you say, no, that's not appropriate because these are, while they're not our employees, they're independent contractors or whatever, we're not going to subject them to that kind of behavior.
But it's like, you know, a certain part of our society just doesn't care about women anymore.
Yeah.
Or women having to be put in difficult situations at the hands of men. Mm-hmm. And I'm being serious about that.
I totally agree with you.
I'm serious.
I agree with you.
And the fact that he
sent that message over the app, they know exactly what he said to her.
Mm-hmm.
So they will kick you off if you're abusive to your driver or vice versa through the app. So telling somebody I'm a nudist and I'm going to come, you're going to see me naked, that should be that should result in a lifetime ban.
Or she should have put laxatives in his food.
Yeah, pooped him.
I will. You're already naked, so you know you got one step ahead of the pooping already.
Yeah, get a grip. I mean, really, you're an adult.
Yeah.
Stop subjecting people. I will yuck your yum. You're a sicko freak.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's some sort of a fetish. It's not just, you know, recreation, you know, and comfortable being naked.
You ever eaten a whole meal naked?
No. No, I don't think the two should go together, eating and being naked.
Uh-uh.
I wasn't even allowed to eat with my shirt off when I was a little kid in the summer. Like, you come in to eat after you've been out, you know, playing and all with no shirt on. You got to put a shirt on before you eat.
Before you sit at the table,
yeah.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Have you ever eaten anything naked?
Trying to think. I don't think so. You know, maybe, you know, I don't even think I've ever even taken a bite of something naked.
You know,
running through. I just can't picture the scenario where that's happened.
I've never even when I was in really good shape, I wouldn't have eaten naked.
No.
But especially if you're fat, you know, I mean, because that's just a sad chain of events going on there.
God forbid.
A strange situation.
You see your reflection on something and you're naked and you're eating, you know, a Baconator.
And, you know, it happens to everybody that you know, sometimes you're going to spill something on yourself or drip something on yourself. But it's much more of a big situation when you're fat than when you're skinny.
Yeah.
Because it automatically, like, just is a sign to the world. He was so hungry he couldn't even eat it without spilling it all over himself.
Yeah.
A great big fat person.
Sure. It's just gross.
You and I should have a naked breakfast.
Just here on the show?
Yeah. I'm not one of these people that likes to be naked more than when I'm in and out of the shower.
I'm not really
either. I don't run around naked.
I don't see the purpose in that.
And again, even when I was in really good shape, when I was a gym rat and all, I didn't run around naked.
No. clothes on. This is a civil society.
Yeah.
I mean, I get you're in your house, but like, put some clothes on.
This is not comfortable to me.
Not really.
You know,
your bare ass on the couch or anywhere. I mean, it's your butt.
I know. I mean, I can easily see where never nudes are coming from.
Just never.
Yeah, they're never nude. They're, you know, taking a shower in a swimsuit and the
Do
whole
they
thing.
Exist? Is that a real thing?
No, it was from Arrested Development,
I remember
the
that,
TV show.
But I was curious.
Yeah, I don't think it's a real thing. But I could be a never nude.
Oh, in the shower would be gross, though, wouldn't it? No, I guess a bathing suit wouldn't feel that weird, but
regular drawers would.
Yeah.
She's just wearing cotton in there.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you don't want to be wet wearing cotton.
Uh-uh. Do you ever go skinny dipping?
I don't think so. No.
I have.
Yeah, you look like the type.
Do I? My face gave it away.
Yeah, I'm surprised you're not naked right now.
Yeah, no, I'm not a big naked anytime outside of the bathroom.
Yeah. I don't even sleep naked. Yeah, I told you.
No, I don't either.
Yeah, I don't wear drawers on a, you know, in regular life, but I do put on drawers to sleep.
Yeah, even if I'm coming out of the shower right before bed, I make a point to go put it on underwear.
Yeah. Just more comfortable because, you know, I sleep all crazy. I don't want to be getting burned. Sheet burns. All right. More coming up. Hang on.
More of TJ's podcast is coming up.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. NEOGENIX.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Welcome back, world, to TJ's podcast.
This is... Wait, first of all, we still need you to go and become an official TJ Fanatico. Because we're, you know, we need you to fill out that survey, give us what your opinions are of the podcast, and tell your friends and try to get it going. I mean, we need to be doing. And so with the TJ Fanatico's events and all, like last time, you know, just to kick things off, we had a little cocktail party. And some people showed up there thinking that I was going to be, you know, doing some sort of a... You know, like doing the podcast from there, you know, like we've done before with the whole show. And I don't know if I've told you this, Riggins, but I shouldn't be talking about it now because it's not a, you know, I haven't made up my mind that I want to do it. It's not even in what you would call a planning stage. It's just in a, I'm thinking about it might be a cool thing to do as a Fanatico event. You know, for a long time, I've been wanting to mess around and do a night of stand-up.
Mm.
And I was going to do it one time for our charity several years ago. And we were going to do it with the comedy club, and they were all for it, and it was going to be a big thing, and I was excited. But... The comedy club had an act that was booked, a real comedian that was booked, and they wanted to put us together on the bill. Well, as probably one of the biggest coincidences in my lifetime, the comedian that they had booked, the real comedian, was or is my wife's first cousin's husband.
Yeah.
So what I was doing, was going to do, was not a real, you know, I'm not a stand-up comic. I did it when I was young, very young, college age and stuff. And I did stuff growing up that would be considered, you know, stand-up comedy routines and all for talent shows and things like that at school. But this guy is a real comedian. He's made his living as a traveling, you know, going on tour and doing all this stuff for years and years. And I didn't want to mess up. I mean, because coming to Charlotte to do a stand-up comedy show Charlotte's a pretty big market. So I didn't want to mess him up because I figured it was a good gig for him. And I didn't want to be in his way. So I said to the comedy people and the people with our charity and all, I'll just wait and do it another time because I know this guy and he's a super nice guy. His name's Colin. He's a super nice guy. And I said, I don't want to get in his way and I don't want to do anything. But so don't even tell him that I was even going to be a part of it. Just let him do his thing because he's great. Let him do it. And they said, okay. So all right. So now we got to think about another date. Next thing you know, I mean, it wasn't 15 minutes later. My wife is texting me and saying, did you do something? Did you do something that would offend Danielle's husband about doing a stand-up show in Charlotte? Because she's just Facebooked me and she's pissed. And I was like, what in the hell? I specifically just gracefully moved out of the way before anything was even set about doing the stand-up night for charity and all of that. Nothing was set. So somehow gets back to him. Hey, your cousin-in-law doesn't want to do a show with you. So now Jody's cousin is pissed, trying to find out what I said or what my deal is and all of that. So I called her and I said, here's the situation. I explained the whole thing. And then she explained it to her cousin. And I still don't think her cousin really bought it or whatever. Yeah. And that was how long? 3-4 years ago?
Yeah, probably.
Maybe no, longer than that. Probably 5 years ago now. Because we've been in this building doing this bullshit for 3 years. Almost, right? 2.5 years? So that, the way my personality is, then that just spoiled the idea of doing a stand-up night.
Not doing that again.
Yeah.
My gosh.
But now all of a sudden it's kind of hit me again that I might want to do it. But you talk about, I mean, and I haven't talked to either one of them in years, the cousin or her husband, long, 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 long time. So it's not like we associate with each other very, very much, but still, I could have said, you know what? I don't want to share the stage with him.
It's my night.
Right. But here I am just like, minding my business. Just don't even say anything. Don't even let him know that I was going to be a part of anything or where. I'm just getting out of the way.
I don't even want him to know I'm there.
Yeah.
And then
I said, I'll probably ask for tickets to go see him.
Yeah. And they immediately call and go, not only is he going to be on the bill, but he just backed out too. And it's your cousin. It's like, oh my God. Immediately.
Once he found out it was you, he said he didn't want to be a part of it anymore.
I'm like, thanks a lot. I wonder who spilled the beans.
I don't know. There were so many people in the... Because, I mean, I appreciate the fact that all I had to do was suggest that I wanted to do that. And people were like, yes, we'll make that happen. We're going to do it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying it. Like, I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just saying it as that's my luck. You know, if crap's going to happen, for me, it's going to happen that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, do you have like a set in mind? Like, do you have a...
Mm-mm. No, I'd have to come up with all that. Hire some writers, you know. Do they even do that anymore? It used to be, I know the late night hosts have writers and stuff, but do stand-up comics that are just, you know, that you see doing, you know, Netflix specials and all of that, they write their own stuff, right? It used to be where they were comedy writers.
Yeah, I've heard that Kevin Hart uses writers.
Really? Because you know that show Hacks with Jean Smart? Yeah, that's one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, she's a stand-up comic, and she hired a young writer to help her bridge the gap with her audience.
Yeah.
Or you just, but I didn't know they did that anymore.
You just steal them.
Yeah. Who did they say used to do that? Carlos Mencia? Was he the one that people accused him of doing?
But Robin Williams, they say, was notorious for doing it. And he ended up, so I heard somewhere that at the end of his career, he was stealing so many jokes that young guys who were hard up for money would just come up to him after a show and be like, "Hey, Robin, you stole that joke about the tire from me."
Mm-hmm.
He'd be like, "Okay, I'll pay it," you know, and just like start, you know, paying these young guys. Yeah. But
well, you know, he was an awful father too.
I know you always say that.
Mm-hmm. It's absent.
Yeah.
Yeah. But people steal from me all the time anyway.
Sure.
Just things they hear on the show.
Just go up there. Rosie O'Donnell, for her first stand-up thing, she just lifted Jerry Seinfeld's entire stand-up in The Voice. What's the deal? She's like, I didn't know any better. Heard these great jokes. I think it was Seinfeld.
But yeah, I mean, I could come up with some. How long would you think that would need to be? An hour? 40 minutes? 45 minutes?
I would say so. Probably 45 minutes to an hour. That's tough.
I could do that. You watch much stand-up?
Yeah.
Who do you think's the funniest stand-up comic?
That's good. Probably Louis C.K.
You still like Louis C.K.?
I think he's obviously had his issues, and mm-hmm. I have not watched him since all that stuff, and I don't think he's done much since that.
Yeah.
I think they still make me laugh. Colin Quinn.
Yeah, he's really good.
One of my favorites. And, you know, I love Norm MacDonald, but I've watched his stand-ups, and they, to me, they're hit or miss. I go, I don't know. But I think Colin Quinn or Louis C.K.
Mm-hmm. I like Nate Bargatze. I mean, super funny. Love him.
He likes that guy.
Yeah. And then my wife will always tell people about him, going, he's clean. He does a clean show. Yeah. Like, okay, but if he didn't, would you care?
Yeah, right.
You wouldn't not watch him if he cussed a little bit. But yeah, he's really cool. And he's Southern. You got to give him better points than others. Yeah, he's from Tennessee. And I think that Leanne Morgan is hilarious. We saw her in Charleston a few weeks ago. And yeah, I mean, people started keeping up with her really during COVID. She was making videos and stuff.
Was she a stand up before she became the influencer?
Yeah. Yeah. 20 something years. That's what she says. She feels like her career is just starting at 57 or 58.
I believe it.
And then, because I don't watch it as much anymore. I used to be all in, because I mean, I wanted to be one. So I was all into stand up comedy, you know. But now, like the people that I don't know that I'll turn on and go, hey, let's see if he's good or she's good. Anyway, they're not.
Yeah.
And a lot of that is because they don't want to offend anybody. And they end up, you know, talking about, all of them talk about the same things, you know, making observations about this or that. They're all the same. It doesn't seem like any of them are really unique anymore, the young comedians, because they're scared. They're scared to offend people.
Would you, if you did this stand-up, would you be blue, or would you be a
not clean, too much
clean act
in the middle?
Yeah,
probably pretty much like I am on Extra Funny. You know, maybe some innuendos.
It's not going to be overly graphic sexually. Oh,
no. And you know, somebody like, I think Cat Williams is really, really funny, but every stand-up special he does, he gets to a point where, okay, this is the sex part of it. And he gets really graphic about, you know, making jokes about sexual things and all, and I don't like it.
Yeah. I don't need to hear that.
I don't like it. I don't like it. But anyway, the whole thing will probably never advance more than what I just said.
Well, it could.
Yeah, it could.
If you want it.
I don't know.
people would probably love to see that.
I know they would. I mean, people just, I mean, they want to see me. It doesn't matter what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I might do the whole thing in my CPAP machine. Have a mask on the whole time.
Like a Carrot Top, you'd have props and stuff. Your CPAP and your Tony Shurikens.
Yeah. I love it. All right. So thanks for watching and listening today. You really have no idea how much I appreciate it. I try to put it into words, but I can't. Not without crying like a little baby anyway. So please tell people that it wouldn't hurt them to join us as well. It's fun for all, you know, fun for all. We'll see you tomorrow. Love you. Bye.
Serving the world. It's TJ's podcast.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the Rest of Your Life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. beautiful rooms, and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, Neogenix.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.